Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Tim, why'd you quit Facebook? We called you back after you sent in this text to get your story. What's going on there, Tim? Just read part of your letter. What was the deal? Why'd you quit Facebook?
Well, you know what? It's been coming for some time, and I just feel over the past year between the politics, all the crazy conspiracy theories and the COVID hate, it was just too much negativity that I needed to get out of my life. But what I will miss is sharing the speed joke of the day. I've had more people look forward to that, and just the comments, it was just a lot of fun. So that's why I shut it down, and I don't know if it's going to be forever, but for now, I think it's something I need to put to the side.
How long have you had it off?
About a week.
And have you missed it, or is your life still full and rich?
I feel like a new man. But no, of course I missed it. You know, there's still a lot more fun on Facebook. It's just the negative stuff. You know, Facebook, any social media, it just has a way of sucking you in, and depending on your personality, I can see how you can spend a lot of time, just non-productive time.
Yeah, you're sitting there looking at it, and next thing you know, it's lunchtime. Wow.
And next thing you know, and then you move over to TikTok, and you spend another 3 hours, you know?
Well, I can imagine what the negative politics are like. What's the what's the hate stuff about COVID that you're seeing, or what's bothering you about the COVID that you see on Facebook?
Well, it's the same stuff that that you talk about on a regular basis. You know, it depends on which side you're on. If you're a person that feels it's just not real and it's just a big charade, as opposed to the fellow that's maybe a little more on the cautious side, it feels like there's a lot of division. And then, you know, people put posts out there about this, and it's not so much the posts, but it's the hateful comments that follow. It's not healthy.
And I guess, you know, I understand what you're saying. I'm not on Facebook. I have a station account, so we post things on behalf of the show. I don't personally...
No, that's good for you.
I don't even manage the account I have at the radio station very well. Those of you that sent me birthday greetings, thank you. I mean to repost about that, and I just haven't got around to it. But I can see... I see it with my family and friends, how you get pulled into that thing, and then you get angry at that thing. I guess it's...
And you do, and you shouldn't, and you should blow it off, but it's hard to. You know, I think it was just the other day on the radio, there was a statistic, one out of every four, and this was the younger age group, people have severed ties with either friends or family because of COVID differences.
Oh, yeah.
And then when they got to the millennials, it was even a greater number, and it's just like, how terrible is that?
Yeah. So, did you quit TikTok as well then?
I need to take that app off my phone. I don't really
use that one that much.
Yeah, it's silly fun stuff. Facebook's the one that, like, I think is the most popular, and I just, I'll miss it, I'm sure. And I'm not saying this is forever. Maybe once COVID's over, hopefully soon, it'll become fun again. But for now, I just felt it was something I needed to do. But I will miss the speed jokes.
Yeah.
I miss the comments. I remember one in particular fella. Oh, the one girl told me she looked forward to hearing him every day. And the other fella said, you know, you just made myself and my wife laugh out loud. So I accomplished my goal for the day.
You know, I got bad news for you, too, because COVID's going to be over and you're going to be ready to go on to Facebook. And then the next presidential election will come around. Well, that's not going to be nice. That's going to be awful.
It will be awful. How many people do we have in this country, and this is the best we can do? I'm sorry, but...
Hey, that sounds like a Facebook post. Don't go there. So,
I'm not going to do it.
All right, but my last question for you, Tim, but do you feel like you are a little... put it this way. You could either be out of touch. You could be out of touch. You've got, you know, you're missing out on interesting stuff, interactions, videos, news stories, conversation. That may be part of your experience. Or you may feel like you have more free time and you're planting a garden now or reading books. I don't know what you're doing. But, I mean, can you just talk about how your day has changed a little bit?
Well, I don't know that I really spent that much time on it. So it was just a little bit of time that I did spend. Like I said, it wasn't healthy. So I'll miss some of the posts from friends, you know, maybe with the kids or vacations or whatever, yeah. You know, kind of the fun stuff, but I'll get over it, I'm sure.
Well, here's what we should do. Why don't you give your phone number on the air, and everybody can at least text you pictures of the food they have and their dogs, and they can just randomly send pictures to you of people's meals and pets. How does that sound?
Or, better yet, they could give me their phone number and just invite me over for dinner.
Well put.
How about that?
Well played.
There's a speed joke about that, remember?
How's that go? Oh, yeah, that's right. We just did
you
that.
Said
one.
It.
How does it go? Do you remember, Ale?
Facebook and Instagram crashed, so my next-door neighbor brought her avocado toast over so that I could see what she was having for breakfast.
Exactly. Well done. Ba-boom. All right. Nice to talk to you, Tim. Thanks for the text message you sent us. And let us know if you go. I'll tell you what. Before you think about going back on, call us.
I will let you know.
And we'll let you know what the water's like, okay?
Can I give you two speed jokes before I go?
All right. Let's hear it.
Do you know why ducks don't fly upside down?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Because they would quack up or something like that?
Yep, they would quack up. And you know what you get when you put four ducks in a crate?
Because I've heard all the jokes. I haven't heard this one.
That's a box of... Okay.
Oh, no. It's a box of quackers. I'm going to use... I'm going to use that tomorrow on Speed Jokes, sir.
Well, there you go.
Thank you, Tim.
All right.
How have I not heard that one?